Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
In Luke 17:26, we hear Jesus saying, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be." If you had a doctor whose diagnosis was wrong as often as a prediction of some Bible prophecy experts, would you trust him or take the medication he prescribed? One expert sold millions of books in which he predicted the rapture of the church would take place in 1988. Then, without apology or explanation, he wrote a second book pointing us to the year 2007. Another television preacher offered rapture deadlines starting in 1975. He said the Soviet flag would probably fly over Independence Hall in Philadelphia by 1976. Then he fixed the date of the rapture at 1992. Undaunted, his next book changed the year to 2012. Interestingly, he also refers to Nostradamus, the 16th century occult seer, as a great Bible student. The Bible tells us to avoid foolish and ignorant speculations. Why? Because they make us look foolish in the eyes of the world. Who's going to listen to a church that repeatedly sets wrong dates when Jesus himself told us not to set dates at all? And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. God didn't give Noah a date, he gave him a job. And the end didn't come until the job was done. Jesus said, "No one knows the day or the hour. The Son himself doesn't know. Only the Father knows." The whole world has yet to be reached with the gospel. So instead of date setting, let's roll up our sleeves and get busy. There's some teaching on the futility of speculating about the date of the Lord's return from Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.